Well, we'll deal with that after the appeal goes through, and at that time I'll address it.
I feel there's other punters here. I mean, you got a couple guys out there. Obviously, you have here if you're confident they could.
Yeah, we've got some competition, and like I said, we'll just kind of wait and see, and after we find out what the situation is, then I'll address it.
Is supplements something you talk about with guys?
Pardon me?
The use of supplements something you talk about?
Yeah, we talk about all those things quite extensively. Sure, nice talking to you guys. A whole lot going on, huh?
A little bit about the running backs. So you have two veterans, or you call Tatum a veteran, a couple of young guys in camp, two all competing.
Well, like you said, Tatum had a great year last year, well over 5 yards per carry, very few running backs in the league. Averaged that, so he's got some big play potential, and hopefully he can stay healthy and get to the next level. But he's very capable of doing the things that, our running backs in the past have done and have done quite well. Ron Dane, we've talked about Ron. I think there's a big upside there. He's going to get some opportunities in preseason. We'll get a chance to watch all these guys compete, along with Cobb and Bell and some of the other guys.
Cobb's a guy you've liked. You like him coming out of college and a chance to get a look at him.
Well, I like all these guys. If they weren't part of this team right now, obviously, there's a good reason why they're there. But more importantly, with the running back situation, it's really hard to tell until you put the pads on and watch them in live situations. And we'll get a chance to do that in a lot of these preseason games. And, that's really where a running back, along with the safeties, kind of separates himself. And so it's a little premature to say right now what running back's ahead and which one's behind.
Mike, if there's one thing you'd like to see a guy like Jay Cutler accomplish in camp, whatever it may be, on-field, off-field, what would that be?
Well, there's not one thing. There's so many things to learn as a quarterback. It's a process. Defenses, offensive, different terminology, different schemes, and it just takes some time. It just doesn't happen overnight. But he just got to get better every day, and he's working extremely hard. He's going to have some good days and bad days. He's got to fight through it, like the great ones have done in the past, and hopefully he can get to the next level.
Are you seeing signs that Nate Jackson is starting to adjust to the extra weight in his new position?
Yeah, I am. Last year he struggled a little bit with that extra weight and was injured, and he's had a great camp. He's been healthy for 17 days, knock on wood, that there's no setback. But, he's 245, 247 pounds right now, and he's carrying it extremely well, and that's a big plus.
John Lynch just told us he's confident that this unit is very close to being the best, not just one of the best defensive units, but the best in the league. How close do you feel your defense is, and what steps need to be taken to be that defense?
Well, we've talked about this too. We keep on talking it every day, but you got to get better every day. Every time you go out here, you got to compete, and there's only one way you get to be a great defense is to do the little things the right way. We haven't done anything yet. We did some good things last year, but that was last year. We got a new football team, and even though we have a lot of the same starters, we've got some new guys in different roles. So, hopefully we can get to that next level and play like we're capable of playing. Okay?
Thanks, sir.